Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks a lot, Michelle Fisher. Welcome in, everybody, to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Freshman game concluded. JV game winding down in front of us here. And then it'll be the varsity, the 17-8 George Ranch Lady Longhorns, playing host to the 10-15 Lady Bears from Hastings High School. Let's talk about 23-6A while we have the opportunity. Let me back up and tell you about the freshman game. The Longhorns won that one 45-27. That was the first game of the evening. And this game, it's 29-12. Lady Longhorns on top of the Lady Bears here with about 30 seconds left in the third quarter. And then we'll bring you on to the varsity game. Back to 23-6A standings. Alief Elsick on top at 8-1. They're 20-4 overall. Then Pearland at 7-2, 18-10 overall. Then the George Ranch Longhorns at 5-3 in the district, 17-8 overall. Alief Taylor 4-4, 16-11. Dawson 3-5 in the district, 16-13. Then Alief Hastings at 3-6, 10-15 overall. And finally Brazoswood 0-9, 11-21 in the district. The Alief Elsick Lady Rams are on top of the district. They are idle tonight. There are seven teams in women's basketball in 23-6A. The other entry in men's play is Strake Jesuit. And Strake Jesuit does not have a women's team. So there are seven teams playing women's basketball in 23-6A. Elsick has the night off. And they will sit back and watch the other teams play. George Ranch wanting to take care of their own business tonight and beat Hastings. And then they want to take care of Hastings tonight and then maybe get some help from Pearland Dawson that is playing. They are playing Pearland tonight. Hoping to get some help there, maybe move up in the standings. Currently, George Ranch is this yours? Okay. Hopefully they can move up in the standings a bit. They're right in the middle of the pack in third place. But if Pearland loses this evening, then they will be 7-3, and maybe George Ranch can move up a notch in the standings. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more from George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, I'm Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. We're waiting for the JV game to conclude. It's George Ranch 29 and the Lady Bears JV squad 12. In the freshman game, George Ranch 45 and Hastings 27. So the Longhorns, if they hold on here in the JV game, will be going for the program sweep tonight if the varsity can take care of business here. A lot of activity, a lot of energy in the building tonight. They had a promotion going on between the freshman and JV game. Players chose their favorite teacher to accompany them out on the court. The varsity players did. And that was a really neat promotion, kind of to say thanks to the teachers who spend their day educating the women players, but also coming out at night and supporting their athletic endeavors as well. So a nice touch here by Shalisha Pierce and the other instructors here at George Ranch High School. Also, the 7th and 8th grade cheerleaders are here to support George Ranch High School. So this is a lot of noise, a lot of activity, a lot of cheering coming from them down in the southwest corner of the gym. There's music and a big crowd on the other side as well. And frankly, Hastings traveled pretty well here to George Ranch's tonight, so there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of noise, a lot of support for both sides in the game, and you can probably hear it here in the JV game. We'll take a break again. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Shalisha Pierce. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, Call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns 33 and Hastings 12 as the JV game winds down here in Richmond. And there'll be some warm-up time for the varsity, and we'll tip the varsity game off as well. We're a little bit behind schedule, as we talked about earlier, since there was a program in between the freshman game and the JV game. The Lady Longhorns, 17-8 overall, 5-3, and in third place in the district. A couple games behind Pearland in second, and three games behind the idle Alief Elsick Lady Rams. We had a chance, as we always do, to talk to Shalisha Pierce. Here's our interview. Well, now this time it's only been 3 weeks since we've seen you, so I feel like it's just yesterday.
I know, right? Our visits have been few and far in between this season for whatever reason. And then next year it'll be the total opposite. We'll be here all the time.
Of course. Well, three out of the next four, including this one, are right here, so we'll be seeing a lot of you down the stretch. You guys are right in the middle of the pack. You're in third place now in 23-6A, and if you get a little help from Dawson tonight, maybe you can move up a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little help from Taylor because Taylor beat Pearland. You know, at any given day in this district, anybody can beat anybody. That's how close everybody really is. So, we're hoping that Dawson comes along with it tonight. So that could push us a little bit further up. But girls just got to take care of these last four games, you know, and I think we'll be okay.
A lot of energy in the gym tonight in the freshman game, in this JV game.
You know what? Our junior high kids come in, and our junior high cheerleaders come in, and the teachers come in and show their support, and the kids really get excited when they see the stands that full. So it really pushes them along. I think it gives them a good feel.
So you've been getting a lot of contribution from two key players, Jaden Dunn, Savannah Velasquez, and all of your other players are contributing as well. It's really been solid all year long for you.
You know, it really has, because the kids step up every now and again. Like Amelia stepped up really well. She had a double-double last game. The game before, you know, Gabby and Izzy step up. So, you know, we've got a good, solid group of kids that if any given day someone's down, you know, Milan, she's real strong on the floor. So we have a lot of support this year.
And Hastings is only a game or so out of the hunt themselves. Yeah. What are they bringing into the gym tonight?
They have a really good point guard. She's been averaging about 26, 27 points a game. I think the last game she had 33. So Tatiana, she's been really, really strong. So, you know, if she gets loose, you know, it can go in it can go any way. So our goal is to keep her contained and play our game.
Charlie and I were talking about that in one of the men's games. They had a really hot, you know, shooting guard. How do you defend somebody like that?
you know what? You put a lot of pressure on them. Make them catch the ball away from the basket. Don't let them catch it with the basket look. We have strong guards, so we do really well against other teams that have strong guards because we defend the ball well. Plus, our guards handle the ball well, so we don't turn it over a lot in those situations. So I think we'll be okay tonight.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Hunt Ben. Over.
Quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at the gym, waiting on the conclusion of this JV game. It's George Ranch 33 and the Hastings Lady Bears 15. George Ranch took the freshman game 45-27. Just about a minute left in this one, then some warm-up time. And it'll be time for the varsity game to tip off. Kind of scanning here. We will keep tabs on the men's game over at Hastings High School. We have somebody who will tweet us scores at the conclusion of each quarter. And then at the end of the game, and maybe update us on some top scores in the game. So we'll wait to get that and pass that along to you. George Ranch men's team tied for first place going into that game this evening, tied with Dawson. But they are at Hastings, and they have an 18-4 record in men's play. So we'll keep tabs on that game because I know you're interested in that as we call the Lady Longhorns and the Hastings Lady Bears here at George Ranch. Clock winding down. Longhorns content to kind of dribble it away. Less than 10 seconds to play now. 33-15 with Hastings with the basketball. One final shot on its way from outside the arc, and that one's no good. And it's a final. George Ranch, 33. And the Hastings Lady Bears, 15 in the JV game. So the varsity Lady Longhorns looking for that program sweep as they take the floor here in the varsity game. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and give you a little bit more about both of these clubs. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Here's the starting lineup. First for the visiting Fighting Bears from Hastings High School. Their head coach is Corey Brotherton. They come into George Ranch with a 10-15 record, 3-6. And in sixth place in 23-6A play, a junior averaging 8.2 points a game, Tamea Johnson. A sophomore averaging 8.3 points per game, Jariah Houston Hartman. Another sophomore averaging 6.5 points a game, Denisha Trusty. A senior, the shooting guard that Jaleesha Pierce talked about, they're really going to have to play some tough defense on her. They want to deny her the basketball if they can. If not, they're going to play some tight defense on her and try to take away as many shots as they can. We're talking about Tatiana Riley, who averages almost 22 points a game. She's a senior. And the final player in the lineup is a junior, averaging 2.5 points a game, Tamarian Lemons. So it will be Tamarian Lemons, Tamea Johnson, Shariah Houston Hartman, Denisha Trusty, and Tatiana Riley, the starting five for Corey Brotherton's Fighting Lady Bears from Hastings High School. Another break, and the starting lineup for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The
Time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
Back at George Ranch High School, failed to tell you, and we're doing the starting lineup for the Lady Bears. Their last game, dropped a 44-19 decision to the Elsick Ball Club. Their next ball game after they leave George Ranch is next Friday night, with Taylor coming in to Hastings. It'll be senior night for the Fighting Lady Bears. That's their final home game of the season. Now the starting lineups for the 17-8 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. A 5'6 senior averaging 5.5 points a game, Milan Francis Miller. A 5'4 junior averaging 12.5 points a game, Jaden Dunn. A 5'8 sophomore averaging 4.5 points a game, Emilian Fowler. A 5-foot freshman averaging 15.7 points a game, Savannah Velasquez. And a 5'9 sophomore averaging 5.5 points a game, Gabby Owens. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens. The starting five for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns here at George Ranch High School. Tuesday night, the Lady Longhorns went down to Clute and beat Brazoswood by 5, 51-46. Men's team was beating Brazoswood here at George Ranch. Lady Longhorns by 5 down in Clute, 51-46. Next game Tuesday night, right back here at George Ranch High School, the Taylor Lady Lions will be in the building for another 23-6A varsity basketball game as the season winds down. We said to Coach Pierce, we haven't seen them with any regularity here. The men's schedule favors playing here at George Ranch. Therefore, the women are always on the road when the Longhorns are here. And as she pointed out, next year it'll be the reverse, and they'll be back to having a majority of their games here at George Ranch, including their non-district schedule. And that's what Charlie Jones and I always talk about. Their non-district schedule was really top-heavy in home games for the Longhorns. And then their seven men's games at home and seven on the road. In any event, we will have three out of the next four, including this one, right here at George Ranch High School. And we'll have every game live on GRHS iRadio. Our normal airtime is 6:45 for the pregame show and 7 o'clock for the opening tip, unless, like this evening, we had a special program between the freshman and junior varsity game, which pushed back the start of this one from 7 o'clock to what will probably be about 7:35 by the time we tip off here at George Ranch High School. When we come back, we'll have our national anthem and the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridge Point High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, teams surrounding their respective coaches. Now the Longhorns come out of their huddle. It'll be Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens. And for the Fighting Bears, Tamarian Lemons, Tamaya Johnson, Shariah Houston-Hartman, Denisha Trusty, and Tatiana Riley. The starting five for Corey Brotherton's crew. The ball is in the air, tipped to Tamarian Lemons. We're underway at George Ranch High School. Portia Johnson is in the lineup, and we'll see who she replaces on the lineup we gave you. Jasmine Lemons with the basketball. Now over to Jernan Washington. Ball knocked away. And an over and back call against the Lady Bears. First turnover of the ball game. So out on the court, Denicia Trusty, Jasmine Lemons, Tamarin Lemons, Portia Johnson. And let's catch that fifth number. Jardine Washington. Those are the starting five for the Lady Bears, different from what we were told early on. All right, the ball to Tamarian Lemons. Lemons breaks the pressure supplied by George Ranch. And she steps on the out-of-bounds line. Second turnover of the night for the Fighting Bears. Inbound to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the left-hand dribble. No pressure supplied early on by Hastings. Jaden Dunn working out top on Tamarian Lemons. Over to Savannah Velasquez. Back to Dunn. Dunn in the middle to Gabby Owens. To Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way off the front iron. Rebound by Velasquez. Little jump shot inside the arc. That's no good. Gabby Owens with the rebound and the putback. And George Ranch on the board first. It's 2-0 Longhorns. This one stolen away by Dunn. Down low to Emilian Fowler, who lays it up and in. Third turnover of the night for Hastings. And George Ranch capitalizes on that one. It's 4-0 Lady Longhorns. Now press is broken. Denicia Trusty with the basketball. Cross court to Tamarian Lemons. Lemons inside. Scramble for the basketball. Last touched by the Lady Longhorns and out of bounds. Hastings will inbound under their own basket. Inbound comes the ball out top to Lemons. She's guarded by Jaden Dunn. Lemons with a running jump shot. No good. Off the glass. And scrambled for under the basket. And the award will go to George Ranch. That's the fourth turnover of the ball game. 5:58 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us and stuck with us over this extended pregame period we had while we're waiting on the JV game to end. Jump shot on its way from Savannah Velasquez. That's no good. Rings in and out. And now George Ranch is called for over and back. But it sure looked like one of the Lady Bears had touched the basketball in the meantime. But that's not what the referee said. And the ball has been inbounded. First turnover of the night for George Ranch. Try to get the ball into Denicia Trusty. Stolen away by George Ranch. Velasquez drives the left side. She is pushed out of bounds. Let's see who the personal foul is on. It's on Tamarian Lemons, her first. At the free throw line, the freshman, Savannah Velasquez, averaging almost 16 points a game, 15.7 to be exact. First free throw on its way and good. 5-0, George Ranch. Velasquez, second shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. She drives on the basket, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Portia Johnson. Her first at the free throw line with a basket tonight is Emilian Fowler. First free throw on its way, and good. .524 left in the first quarter. Longhorns 6-0. Make that 7 as the second free throw drops in. 4 points on the night for Fowler. And another turnover by the Bears. That's 5. George Ranch down to a million Fowler, and she lays it up and in. And Corey Brotherton wants a timeout. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch, Denisha Trusty to inbound the basketball, gets it in to Marion Lemons. Lemons drives on the basket, no good. Rebound by one of the smallest people on the court, Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez driving down the left side, tries to feed it underneath. It's knocked out of bounds by the Bears. And Milan Francis Miller will inbound. Gets it in to Velasquez. Three-pointer on its way around the iron and no good. Rebounded by Fowler. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn inside the free throw line. Jump shot is off and out of bounds. Second turnover for George Ranch. Lady Bears basketball. On the men's side, down at Hastings. It's Hastings 28, George Ranch 23. Stolen away by Velasquez. Velasquez drives down the lane, little hook shot, no good. Gets her own rebound underneath and comes back out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drifts over towards the right side. Longhorns moving right to left across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight, even your phone on GRHSI radio. And a foul committed on the drive. Foul whistled against Denisha Trusty, her first. Don't know how far along the George Ranch game is for the men down at Hastings. We'll let you know that when we figure that out. The little scoreboard I'm looking for only has the score and not the timing of the game. Second free throw on its way, and that one off the back iron. Savannah Velasquez 2-for-4 from the line. But the rebound back to George Ranch, so out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, the jump shot is good inside the arc, and Jaden Dunn is on the board. It's 12-0, George Ranch. Damarian Lemons on the drive. That one hits only glass, comes off, and a scramble for the basketball underneath. And the award will go to the Lady Bears. They'll inbound under their own basket. And now the officials call Jasmine Lemons in as a sub, and out goes Denisha Trusty. Bears trying to get it in now, way out top and stolen away by the Lady Longhorns. Six turnovers for the Bears. Drive on the basket by Jaden Dunn, who lays it up and in. 14-0, Longhorns. Pressure exhibited by George Ranch, getting a lot of turnovers on the Bears. And there's another one. Jaden Dunn reached in, and Damarian Lemons pulled her dribble back prematurely and committed the traveling violation. Set to come in, Izzy Little, the 5'10 junior for George Ranch. Velasquez out top, tries to get over to Jaden Dunn. That pass is intercepted by the Bears. Third turnover for George Ranch. Now the Longhorns steal it back. Down the lane is Velasquez. And she's fouled by Jardine Washington, her first. Velasquez been at the line twice. Made one, missed one each opportunity. She's 2 for 4 there. That first one is off the mark. So let's see if she can reverse her fortunes from the last couple trips over there and make the second one instead of the first. Ball is on its way, and that one kicks off the back iron as well. So 2 for 6 now for Velasquez from the free throw line. Caught up is Jasmine Lemons. And the ball stolen away and knocked down court to Jaden Dunn, who picks up her 6th point of the night. It's 16-0 Lady Longhorns. And a foul against Izzy Little, her first. That's the first team foul of the night for George Ranch. 4 committed by the Lady Bears at the free throw line to Marion Lemons. Junior averages about 2.5 points a game. First free throw a little bit hard off the back iron. Next one on its way, but a lane violation. Jardine Washington was in the lane prematurely. Ball hit the front iron anyway. Wouldn't have counted if it went in. All right, out top to Milan Francis Miller. Miller over on the right side to Velasquez. Velasquez to Izzy Little. That ball knocked around into the hands of Milan Francis Miller. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Ball batted outside to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way. That's no good. Good rebound by Izzy Little, keeping the ball in play for the Longhorns. Now knocked around. Finally, Bears steal it away. Fourth turnover for George Ranch. And a blocking foul called against Milan Francis Miller. We had to wait and see if it was going to be an offensive foul or not. Portia Johnson went in on the left side, but she's fouled in the process. First free throw is good by Portia Johnson, and Lady Bears are on the scoreboard. It's been all George Ranch early in this first quarter. It's 16-1. Second free throw, no good. Johnson's shot from the outside is also off the mark. Rebounded by George Ranch. To Jaden Dunn on the near side. Dunn to Izzy Little inside. Turnaround jump shot is good. Izzy Little. First couple points of the night. Good pass by Jaden Dunn. And a short little jump shot inside the lane by Izzy Little. Ball stolen away by the Longhorns again. Velasquez puts up the jumper, no good. And rebounded by Jaden Dunn. She'll dribble way outside and start things over again. In the corner to Milan Francis Miller. She drives the baseline, has that ball knocked away. Into the hands of Jasmine Lemons. Lemons drives on the basket, and she's fouled. Juan Francis Miller in her second personal foul of the night. Set to come in, Lauren Crouch and Jada Howard for George Ranch. Free throw on its way and hits the mark. Jasmine Lemons with a free throw. Chameleon Fowler is out for the moment, as is Gabby Owens. Shot put up by George Ranch, rebound to the Lady Bears. Denisha Trusty. There's the ball outside. Long three-pointer by Portia Johnson. No good. Rebound to the Bears. Back out top to Jasmine Lemons. Lemons puts up a shot. It's partially blocked into the hands of George Ranch and then stolen away by the Bears. Ball knocked around. Fifth turnover of the night for George Ranch. And a foul down near the basket against the Longhorns and Izzy Little, her second. George Ranch has Jaden Dunn, Lauren Crouch, Izzy Little, Jada Howard, and Savannah Velasquez on the court. Now Jasmine Howard checks in. Izzy Little checks out. Jada Howard, Jasmine Howard, the twins on the Longhorns bench. They're both sophomores. 1-5-10, 1-5-9. Second free throw on its way by Jasmine Lemons, and that one is no good. It's 18-2, inside 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn way out top. Lady Bears in a zone defense, so not much going on. Now Dunn tries to get inside, has the ball stolen away. Three-pointer on its way from midcourt, no good. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball. It's 18-2, George Ranch, right here on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Here's first quarter scoring. Jaden Dunn and Emilian Fowler with six apiece. Two free throws by Savannah Velasquez, a basket by Izzy Little, a basket by Gabby Owens, and that's the 18 points scored by George Ranch. Five turnovers in the first quarter. Jasmine Lemons and Portia Johnson each with a free throw. And nine turnovers by the Bears as play begins here in the second quarter. Shot partially blocked into the hands of George Ranch. Lauren Crouch to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a jump shot from the free throw line. It was in for a moment and spun back out. The rebound by Jasmine Howard. Howard puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound going to coast, laying it up and in is Portia Johnson. Drive on the basket and a lay-in by Savannah Velasquez. It's 20-4, George Ranch. In the corner to Portia Johnson. Johnson back out top. Ball knocked around. Back into the hands of the Lady Bears and from behind. Personal foul committed by Lauren Crouch. Crouch, a 5'3 senior for George Ranch, came behind one of the Lady Bears, tried to knock the ball away and got more of the player than she did of the basketball. The Howard twins check out, and back of the game is Gabby Owens and Ryan Dennis for the first time tonight. Ryan, a 5'7 senior for George Ranch. Over to Portia Johnson. And the shot on its way by Jasmine Lemons. This one is knocked around and off the rim into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the right side to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez, a little running jump shot. No good. The rebound by the Bears. And down court to Marion Lemons. Her jump shot is off the mark. Rebounded by Velasquez. Velasquez down the right side. Kind of loses control of the ball and out of bounds. But last touch by the Bears. Emilian Fowler checks in for George Ranch. And out for the first time, Savannah Velasquez. Ryan Dennis inbounds to Lauren Crouch. Now out top to Gabby Owens. She turns around at the free throw line. Jump shot on its way. No good. A little bit short. And the rebound to Denisha Trusty. And Trusty commits the offensive foul. He mowed down Lauren Crouch, who stood there and took that foul. Janiyah Sanders is in now for the Bears. To Lauren Crouch. And the second foul of the night on to Marion Lemons. Trying to reach in on Ryan Dennis and poke the ball away. Now the inbound to Owens, back to Ryan Dennis. To Jaden Dunn, three-pointer on its way from the right wing, no good. The rebound to Emilian Fowler, and again a personal foul. Down near the basket committed by Jasmine Lemons, her first. 17 fouls for the Bears, 5 for George Ranch. Emilian Fowler at the free throw line. Scored 6 points in the first quarter. First shot on its way and good by Fowler. Second one a little bit short and into the hands of the Bears. Out top to Jasmine Lemons. Inside briefly to Janiyah Sanders. Back out to Lemons. Stolen away. Driving on the basket, Lauren Crouch. And Lauren Crouch is on the scoreboard. She averages 3.5 points a game. We got two just there. 23-4. Longhorns by 19. Try to update the men's score here when we can. It's 35-32, George Ranch. Ball on its way down court. And taken away by George Ranch. 11th turnover now for Hastings. To Jaden Dunn. Jump shot from the free throw line area. That one is off the mark. Rebounded by Jasmine Lemons. Again, stolen away by George Ranch. Emilian Fowler drives on the left side, lays it up, and in. 9 points on the night so far for Fowler. And another timeout is called. It's 25-4. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Well, up. Date and refresh that score again over at Hastings. Now George Ranch 35 and the Fighting Bears 34 over at Hastings. Other games tonight on the men's side, Elsick at Strake, Aleaf Taylor at Brazoswood, and Dawson It's crosstown, a rival game with Pearland, and no scores to report on any of those other three 23-6A basketball games. We'll see if we can get some scores on the other women's games. We have no games reported on the site I'm looking for. We're looking at, rather. 25-4, George Ranch by 21. 4:25 left before halftime. Out top to Jasmine Lemons. Lauren Crouch on her. Now a double team. Scramble for the basketball. And a jump is called, and let's see where the award goes. The award to George Ranch. Good double team, kind of from the blind side by George Ranch, and then all of a sudden there were four players, two from each team, in a very small area, and ball got kicked around. Lauren Crouch tied him up. And now another tie-up, and the basketball is, of course, awarded this time to Hastings. Sixth turnover of the night for George Ranch. Here comes Izzy Little into the ball game. She'll give a breather to Emilian Fowler. Down at Hastings. 38-34 now. George Ranch up by four. Back here, Lady Longhorns lead by 21, 25-4. On the drive to Marion Lemons. Lemons with the jump shot from the right side. No good. Taken off the boards by Milan Francis Miller. Miller drives the right side. Ball is knocked away and knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Milan Francis Miller will do that. Out top to Crouch. Three-pointer on its way from the top of the key. Off the iron, no good. Ball knocked around, into the hands of Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez jumper, no good. Again, knocked around into the hands of Izzy Little. Longhorns will get a third opportunity at the basket here. To Crouch, to Izzy Little. Drives on the left side, and Izzy Little commits the third personal foul. This time an offensive foul. A little too vigorous and physical on her way to the basket on that one. Jasmine Howard at the scorer's table, ready to check in. Shot on its way. That shot is no good. The rebound and the putback, also no good. But a foul whistled against Jada Howard, her first. Portia Johnson with 3 points on the night at the free throw line. And that one was in and out of the basket. Izzy Little will check out for a breather. And Jasmine Howard, the 5'9 sophomore, is in. Free throw on its way by Johnson. That second one is good. Velasquez to Milan Francis Miller. Miller in the corner to Velasquez. Drives on the basket. A little scoop layup attempt. It's no good. Ball knocked around and out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. No pressure shown by George Ranch. They had a little bit in the first quarter. Caused Hastings to turn the ball over several times. They just did again. 13 turnovers on the night. George Ranch with half that at 6. Jaden Dunn back in the lineup. Lauren Crouch checks out. to Howard. Howard drives on the right side. Puts it up a little bit short. The rebound taken by Jada Howard. And again, another tie-up under the basket. This time, George Ranch gets the award. Slap of the basketball. Players moving. Inbound now to Jada Howard. Jump shot, no good. Rebound by Jasmine Howard. And Howard is fouled underneath. Foul whistled against Jasmine Lemons, her second. Free throw line, Jasmine Howard. Free throw on its way and good by Jasmine Howard. In the lineup with her twin sister, Jada. Second free throw rolls around and drops through. Couple free throws added by Jasmine Howard, 27-5. Longhorns by 22. And ball stolen away by George Ranch. And then a trip. Portia Johnson with her second personal foul. At the free throw line, Milan Francis Miller. First free throw on its way, too strong. And the rebound to Portia Johnson. And coming from behind, getting more player than ball, Milan Francis Miller. That's her third. Emilian Fowler checks in. Here comes Ryan Dennis. She's trying to get in the ball game. And she comes in, and Milan Francis Miller checks out at the free throw line. Portia Johnson. Right hand dribble, free throw on its way, knocked around and off the rim. Ball went off the rim and out of bounds. One referee said George Ranch. The other one said Hastings, and Hastings wins out. Now the steal by Savannah Velasquez, who lays it up and in on the right side. Savannah Velasquez with 6 points on the night. And the turnovers keep mounting for the Lady Bears. Rebound on the shot by Jada Howard. Howard ahead to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down the lane. Lays it up and in with the left hand. 8 points on the night for Jaden Dunn. 1:20 left to play before halftime. Now the double team and the tie-up. Again, this time Savannah Velasquez tying up Jasmine Lemons, and George Ranch gets the award. Those tie-ups are getting more and more physical with each one coming. To Savannah Velasquez on the right side, out top to Ryan Dennis. Dennis back to Velasquez. And that one is knocked away into the hands of Tamarian Lemons. And the ball knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Hastings will inbound under their own basket. Checking in for George Ranch, Lauren Crouch. Ball in to Jasmine Lemon. Over to her sister, Tamarian Lemons. And into the hands of George Ranch. And now out of bounds, last touch by the Longhorns. Both clubs having trouble holding on to the basketball at times. 16 turnovers for the Bears. Longhorns with half that many. Two to Marion Lemons. Jump shot from the corner. No good. Off the foot and out of bounds. Jada Howard. Hastings get another opportunity to put a shot up here. Less than 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. Drive on the basket by Tamarian Lemons. She's fouled from behind by Jasmine Howard, her first. Both teams with 19 fouls. Free throw on its way by Lemons, off the mark. She had a couple free throw attempts in the first quarter. She missed the first one. There was a lane violation on the second one. This one off the mark as well. Into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Lauren Crouch. Crouch looking at a three-pointer. Now gives it to Dunn. To Ryan Dennis out top. Over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn has to do an acrobatic stunt to keep the ball in. She put it into the hands of the Bears. And driving on the basket was Portia Johnson. She's fouled by Lauren Crouch, her second. Jaden Dunn went colliding into the Bears bench, but was able to save the basketball, but not to the right team. First free throw by Portia Johnson is off. Second one, right through. 31-6, Longhorns by 25, and they will dribble out the second quarter. Score at the half, George Ranch, Lady Longhorns 31, and the Hastings Bears 6. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Down or over or at Hastings High School. The Longhorns and the Fighting Bears tied at 38. Over here in the women's game, George Ranch 31 and the Lady Bears 6. Looks like we're into the third quarter at Hastings, and the score is tied at 38. Let me refresh here and see if anything has changed on that. It has not. Tied at 38. Scoring for George Ranch, Emilian Fowler with 9. Jaden Dunn with 8. 6 by Savannah Velasquez. 2 each by Lauren Crouch, Izzy Little, Gabby Owens, and Jasmine Howard. The Longhorns with 8 turnovers through 2 quarters of play. On the other side of my scorebook, 5 points for Portia Johnson and a free throw for Jasmine Lemons. 6 points scored by the Lady Bears, 16 turnovers, and George Ranch seemingly has capitalized on just about every one of those. And Hastings was held scoreless by George Ranch until it was 16-0 before a free throw by Jasmine Lemons broke that. So a tough night so far for Corey Brotherton's Lady Bears from Hastings High School. Take another break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Play continues over at Hastings High School, George Ranch 40, and the Fighting Bears 38 in the men's game here in Richmond. George Ranch 31 and the Lady Bears 6 as George Ranch comes back out on the court. And the Bears will be out momentarily. George Ranch get a little bit of shooting in before the Bears come back out on the court. Tuesday night, the Longhorns went down to Clute and beat Brazoswood 51-46. Their next game is Tuesday night right here at George Ranch High School versus the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. Will be on the air approximately 6:45 p.m. That's our customary start time, air time for the pregame show. Unless, like tonight, things are pushed back a little bit because of the game beforehand, the JV game. Tonight, freshman game, George Ranch 45, Hastings 27. JV game, George Ranch 33, Hastings 15. So the varsity going for the program sweep tonight here on their home court. On Tuesday night, Elsick beat Hastings 44-19. And then next Friday night, Taylor will be off this coming Tuesday. Next Friday night, Taylor comes into Hastings High School. It'll be senior night for the Lady Bears next Friday night. Their opponent, the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. I'm not really sure if this is a delay on the reporting of the score or if there's a delay in the ball game for some reason. It is still 40-38. Shows it in the third quarter over at Hastings High School. But the score has been static like that for a while. Shows it in the third quarter. George Ranch outscored the Bears 16-13 in the first. Longhorns got outscored 15-5, and the Bears led by 7 at halftime, 28-21. Then the Longhorns picked up 9-point surplus, rather, over the Bears, 19-10 in the third quarter. We might be heading into the fourth quarter. In any event, it's George Ranch 40 and the Fighting Bears 38 in the men's game. All right, both teams out on the court. We're ready for third quarter play. Inbound by the Bears. This time, George Ranch moving left to right across your dial or device. Over to Jasmine Lemons. Lemons in the corner, throws this one around and into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn ahead to Savannah Velasquez. Can't get the layup on the right side to drop. It hung on the rim and then fell off. And a foul by Savannah Velasquez. Darlene Washington with the basketball. Bears will inbound right in front of their head coach, Corey Brotherton. Around the horn, into the corner, shot on its way by Lemons. That's no good. The rebound by George Ranch this time. On the right side, Savannah Velasquez hits the layup, 33-6. Velasquez with 8. Marion Lemons on the right side throws it in the direction of the basket, and again another turnover, and again the feed to Savannah Velasquez, and she's 2 for 3 now on those layups on the right side. Ball scrambled for, and again a tie-up. This time the award to George Ranch. In comes Denicia Trusty. Jaden Dunn to Gabby Owens. Owens on the left side puts up the shot. It's an air ball taken off by the Bears. Denicia Trusty brings the ball across, guarded by Jaden Dunn. Now to Lemons. Lemons on the right side puts up an off-balance shot, gets her own rebound, and she'll dribble out top and start things over again for the Bears. And a feed under the basket. Shot put up, no good by Portia Johnson. And a foul whistled against Gabby Owens, her first. First free throw by Jardine Washington is no good. Had to wait on that one. It bounced on the rim three times before it fell out. Second free throw off the back iron. The rebound to Milan Francis Miller. Drive on the right side by Velasquez. That ball is tipped away from her. 10 turnovers on the night by George Ranch. And down the lane, Denisha Trusty can't get the layup to drop. Million Fowler with the running jump shot. That's no good. And the rebound to the Bears. Jardine Washington out top. Inside to Denisha Trusty. Trusty, the turnaround jump shot. That's good. And a foul. Foul whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first of the night. Denisha Trusty on the board with the basket. Now at the free throw line. Chance to make this a three-point play. Lauren crouches in. And Gabby Owens is out. Free throw off the mark by Denisha Trusty. Jaden Dunn with the right-hand dribble over to Lauren Crouch. Crouch back into the corner. And that ball is knocked away and out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound in front of its own bench. Milan Francis Miller will do that. Miller gets it into Jaden Dunn. It's 41-40, a final over at Hastings, and the Longhorns drop that 23-6A basketball game over at Hastings. Final score, Hastings 41, George Ranch 40. Shot on the basket by the Longhorns. No good. Ball into the hands of the Bears, and then they lose control and out of bounds. On this one, the last touch by Hastings. It'll go out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. We'll look at the box score here on this site. See if we could get some scoring on it. Izzy Little commits the... Tamarian Lemons commits the personal foul. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down the lane. Running jump shot is no good. Looked like she was fouled. No whistle there. Ball knocked around. Lauren Crouch knocks it out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn feeds Izzy Little down low. And the turnaround jump shot is good by Izzy Little. 37-8. George Ranch by 29 with just under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Pass too high and out of bounds by the Bears. 20 turnovers on the night. Into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn tries to get it down low to Izzy Little. Ball is knocked around and out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. To a million Fowler. Fowler to Izzy Little. Jump shot on its way. No good. Ball kicked out top to Jaden Dunn. She drives inside the lane. That running jump shot is no good. Cleared off by the Bears. Three-pointer on its way by Portia Johnson. No good. The rebound underneath to Jardine Washington. And she can't get a shot off. It's into Jaden Dunn's hands. She drives on the left side. No good. Rebound and the attempted putback by Izzy Little is partially blocked. Ball into the hands of the Bears. Driving down the right side, Denisha Trusty. She can't get that one to drop. Ball on its way by Washington. No good to Lauren Crouch. And Crouch saves it from going out of bounds. And Jaden Dunn with a shot from the outside. That one is no good. And the rebound to Denisha Trusty. Play getting a little bit ragged on both sides. Now poked away by Lauren Crouch. Down low to Jaden Dunn. Turn around and lays it up and in. 10 points for Jaden Dunn. .225 left in the third quarter. Longhorn steal this one as well. Dunn puts up the shot. No good. Crouch had the opportunity to put it back. And the ball was blocked back into the hands of the Bears. Shot put up by Denisha Trusty. This one is no good. Knocked around by George Ranch and out of bounds. It'll go back to the Bears. Jaden Dunn and Emilian Fowler check out. In now for George Ranch is Jada Howard and Ryan Dennis. Got put up by the Bears and stolen away by Jada Howard. Howard loses control and whistled for traveling. Turnover number 11. Have not been able to get any other information other than the final score, Hastings 41, George Ranch 40. Shot on its way by Portia Johnson off the backboard into the hands of Savannah Velasquez, down court to Lauren Crouch. And again, this one is knocked around into the hands of the Bears, and now stolen away by Velasquez. She has her shot blocked and then commits the personal foul. Does Savannah Velasquez her second. Nice shot again, put up from the corner and knocked around. It's off the mark. Ball scrambled for by Denisha Trusty and Lauren Crouch. And the award goes back to the Bears. Jaden Dunn back in the ball game. Savannah Velasquez checks out. The inbound to Portia Johnson, but she travels. 23 turnovers by the Bears, 11 by George Ranch. Here's Jaden Dunn with the right-hand dribble to Ryan Dennis. Dennis in the corner to Dunn. Dunn to Jada Howard. Howard's jump shot bounces around on the rim, comes off. And good D, good hands on the far side by Izzy Little to knock that one out of bounds. Denisha Trusty will get it in to Jasmine Lemon. And we have seen nothing of Tatiana Riley. The average is almost 22 points a game. Not seeing anything from her tonight. Not seeing her in the ball game. Shot is short. Taken out by Izzy Little. Little to Dunn. Back to Little in the corner. Left-hand jump shot is good. Izzy Little with 6 points. And that one at the buzzer. Almost dropped through by Jasmine Lemons. Third quarter score, George Ranch 41 and Hastings 8. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch High School, set for quarter number four. Longhorns big over Hastings, 41-8. Men's team at Hastings drop a 41-40 decision over there. Longhorns will inbound at midcourt. Ryan Dennis into Jaden Dunn, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. Dunn to Lauren Crouch. Crouch drives around a pick set by Jasmine Howard. Now to Ryan Dennis in the corner. Her pass inside is stolen away by the Bears. And this Bears pass almost stolen away by Jaden Dunn. They will retain possession. Will the Bears on the far side of the court. Remember, the Longhorns are moving left to right this second half. Ball inbound to Jasmine Lemons. Lemons to Denisha Trusty. And Trusty bangs in, injures one of her teammates in the process, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Corey Brotherton out checking on one of his players. We'll take a break while we can. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
All right, we're back at George Ranch High School, 7:28 left in the ball game. Longhorns 41 and Hastings 8. Players shaken up on the play and being tended to by one of the trainers here at school, Doc Hale. Play will continue now. Ball way out top to Janaya Sanders. Sanders drives the lane. She's fouled by Jasmine Howard, her second. And at the free throw line is Janaya Sanders. First free throw is off the mark. Second one on its way and good by Sanders. Longhorns. Ryan Dennis down to Jaden Dunn, and Dunn travels with the basketball. 13 turnover of the night for Jaden, for the Longhorns, rather. That one committed by Jaden Dunn. Inbound to Tamarian Lemons. Lemons with the right-hand dribble. Picked up just over half court by Dunn. Loses control of the ball. Down court to Lauren Crouch. Crouch drives on the basket. No good. Rebound by Denisha Trusty. And she walks with the basketball. Longhorns with some changes in the lineup. Now Ryan Dennis, Gabby Owens, Lauren Crouch, Jasmine Howard, and Velasquez in the ball game. Velasquez hits one from the corner. She's got 12 points. Remember, Savannah Velasquez averages almost 16 points a game for George Ranch. She's got 12 so far tonight. To Jasmine Lemons. Shot on its way and good by Portia Johnson. That's a three-pointer by Portia Johnson. She's got 8 points on the night. To Lauren Crouch, three-pointer on its way by Crouch. No good. Rebound by Gabby Owen. She puts it back. That ball is partially blocked into the hands of Portia Johnson. Johnson to Denisha Trusty. Her three-pointer is off the mark. Gabby Owens fighting for the rebound with Tamarian Lemons. And the award will go to the Bears. Timeout called by Corey Brotherton. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, the inbound by the Bears. Shot put up, no good. Rebound put back, no good by Denisha Trusty. Trusty again, this one falls through, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Jasmine Howard, her third. At the free throw line, Denisha Trusty trying to make it a three-point play and does just that. No. 43-15, Longhorns by 28. Out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch drives around a pick set by Gabby Owens. Now Owens down by the basket, gets the ball, turnaround, jump shot is no good. Momentarily pinned between the basket and the backboard, then falls off into the hands of Jasmine Lemons, and now stolen away by Savannah Velasquez, and Velasquez drives and lays it up and in. We'll see if we can find out some more information about the men's game. It was Hastings 41. And George Ranch 40 over at Hastings. Basket put in by Denisha Trusty. She's got 5 in this quarter and 7 for the game. Lauren Krause, three-pointer on its way. Air ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Longhorns. Emilian Fowler checks in, checking out Jasmine Howard. Last second three, we're getting some information now. A tweet by Charlie Jones, a last second three-pointer by the Hastings Bears, won it 41-40. Longhorns moved to 18-5 on the season and 6-3 in the district. We'll have to find out what Dawson did tonight. Longhorns went into tonight's game tied with Dawson. Gabby Owens' jump shot from the free throw line is good. Gabby Owens with 4. About 4 minutes to play here at George Ranch. Timeout Hastings. Take a quick break here. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond. Or find them on the web at HaroldDentistry.com.
Ball inbound to Denisha Trusty. Trusty at the top of the key. Now over to Jasmine Lemons. This ball is knocked away back into the hands of the Bears. To Tamarian Lemons. That shot is an air ball. And out of bounds, last touch by the Bears. Lauren Crouch on the right side, out top to Ryan Dennis. Dennis tries to get it down to Emilian Fowler, and the ball is knocked away into the hands of the Bears. 16 turnovers on the night for George Ranch. This shot attempt is blocked, and Emilian Fowler takes it away to Velasquez. A little running jump shot, no good. Rebound, a putback attempt by Gabby Owens is no good. And again, the rebound to Denisha Trusty. Trusty to Jasmine Lemons. Lemons can't get her shot to drop. But a three-pointer by Lauren Crouch at the other end. 5 points for Crouch. It's 50-17. And if body language tells you anything, the Hastings Fighting Bears have pretty much cashed in on this one this evening, although they still have 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. But on their shots, they put up a shot and then stand kind of flat-footed. No attempt to get the rebound on the offensive side. Drive on the basket sends to Marion Lemons to the free throw line. As they've done all game long, Lady Bears all leave the free throw shooting area, just leave their teammate shooting the free throw, and four Longhorns are on the basket, now five, and the rest of them head down court. Second free throw on its way. That one, no good. Rebound to Ryan Dennis. 2:18 to play. To Jaden Dunn, to Ryan Dennis. Dennis out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way and good. Jaden Dunn with 13 points. See if we can get some more information from Charlie Jones about the game. What we do know now is a last-second three-pointer by the Bears. Won it 41-40. Now to Denicia Trusty. She drives on the basket. No good. The putback is by Trusty. That time, Denicia Trusty was working hard under the basket. First shot, no good. She got the rebound and made the second one. Seven points for Trusty in this quarter. Nine for the ball game. 8 points by Portia Johnson. And a jump ball is called. Let's see who gets the award. And the Bears do. On the other side, Portia Johnson will inbound. Guarded over there by Jaden Dunn. Ball in to Lemons. Back to Portia Johnson. Out top to Denicia Trusty. She has that ball knocked around into the hands of Jaden Dunn, and Dunn is fouled by Tamarian Lemon, her fourth. Jaden Dunn tonight with 13 points. She averages 12 and a half, right at her average. And Tamarian Lemons has fouled out of the ball game. She shakes hands with Coach Pierce, and then heads over to the bench. Janiyah Sanders will take her place. Free throw by Jaden Dunn is good. Second free throw on its way and good. Hit the front of the iron and snuck over. All right, the inbound by the Bears. Inside a minute to play. Longhorns 55 and Hastings 19. Ball knocked around, knocked around. And we'll have to see again how this one is going to go. Foul whistled against Jasmine Lemons, her third. Savannah Velasquez with the basketball out top. Zone defense by Hastings, so Velasquez will be content to dribble this one out. She's got Lauren Crouch on one wing and Ryan Dennis on the other. But we saw this happen in the men's game the other night where they exhausted more than 2 minutes of clock time doing just that. Noah Thomason dribbled the ball out, while Brazoswood stayed in a zone defense. Velasquez now they're just playing outside like she's going to head towards the basket. And it's a final. George Ranch 55 and Hastings 19. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Dun, 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 dun. Ring the bells, junior varsity drill team at George Ranch High School.
All right, we're back to wrap this one up from George Ranch High School. Final score, Lady Longhorns 55, Hastings Fighting Bears 19. Scoring for George Ranch, 15 points by Jaden Dunn, 14 by Savannah Velasquez, 9 points, Emilian Fowler, 6 points for Izzy Little, 5 points for Lauren Crouch, 4 points, Gabby Owens, and a basket by Jasmine Howard. Actually, a couple free throws by Jasmine. 55 points scored by George Ranch. 16 turnovers for the Longhorns. On the other side of the book, leading scorer for Hastings, Denisha Trusty with 9, 8, Portia Johnson, and then a free throw apiece by Jasmine Lemons and Janaya Sanders. Bears committed 26 turnovers on the night. Longhorns move to 18-8 overall, 6-3 in 23-6A play with three more to play, two at George Ranch and one on the road. We'll be here Tuesday night. Lady Longhorns will be here with the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. If you didn't catch it before, Longhorns men's team dropped a 41-40 decision over at Hastings on a last-second three-point shot by the Bears. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Catch us on the air Tuesday night, airtime 6:45 p.m. Lady Longhorns back in Longhorns Gym playing host to the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. So long, everybody.